He began to speak to me about his glory. And I just spent a day in the glory of God last night, yesterday, in his word and in prayer. I'm at a bit of a loss this morning to know how to try to convey what God was showing me. Sometimes, you know, you think you just cannot adequately express what he's saying. Now, that doxology, which is placed on the end of the Lord's Prayer, even though it's not in the earliest manuscripts and therefore isn't in most of our translations, it was certainly very early in the church's history. It was used. For yours is the kingdom, and we've been talking about the kingdom, the power, and we've been talking about the fact that the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk but of power, and the glory. And the glory goes with the revelation of the kingdom. Now, when God begins to speak to me about something like this, I always do a word study. I went through all the New Testament scriptures about the glory. Yes, you're very, very nearly all of them. And then I pray through them. There are four key words if we want to understand the glory of God. Four words with which the glory is associated. Praise God, we've got one that writes. Now, those four words are, first of all, light. The glory of God is light. The glory of God gives light. The gospel is the gospel of God's glory. It's the gospel of light. God has transferred us from the kingdom of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, brought us into the kingdom of light. You see that when Jesus went up the Mount of Transfiguration and was physically, bodily transfigured in the sight of the disciples, it was the light of his glory that shone from him. And the prophetic script words spoken over Jesus when he was a child is that he would be a light for the Gentiles and glory for his people Israel. The light and the glory belong together. So because God wants to see his glory in our lives, as we shall see it a little later on, Jesus says, "Let your light so shine before men. I am the light of the world." He then says later to the disciples, "You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." When people see the light, somehow the glory of God can then be expressed in their lives, and they can give glory to the one who has given them light. The second word is power. It says in the scripture that when Jesus performed his signs and wonders, the glory of God was revealed. When he did his first miracle, Cana of Galilee, changed the water into wine. John says this was the first of his miraculous signs Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. So the light often comes through the word of God. God reveals his glory in what he says, in other words. But he reveals his glory in what he does, and in what he does with power. So faith is going to come as the entrance of his word gives light. Faith is going to come as a result of seeing what God does through his might and his power. I'm going to talk about these a bit more in a moment. The third word that is associated with God's glory is honor. Glory and honor belong to the Lord. Those who know the glory of God honor him. And in honoring him, they add to his glory. Now, there are many different ways in which we honor God, and we'll look at some of those in a moment. But there will be no glorifying of the Lord in your life without honor, without honoring him. He wants you to have the life. He wants you to know the power in your experience. And it may be extraordinary, but it's still true that God's purpose is to give you honor. But he can only give you honor if you first sow honor. You'll only reap it if you sow it. So you have to honor him. Amen? And it is in honoring him that you will yourself be honored. If not in this life, in glory forevermore. The fourth word that is connected with glory is majesty. He is the majestic Lord reigning in glory. The one who came and died on the cross is now exalted in heaven and reigns in majesty. This speaks again of the kingdom, of the rule, of the reign of God, and his desire for us to rule and to reign with him. Now, we could spend a lot of time just talking about Jesus as the light, Jesus as the Almighty One, Jesus as the one who is worthy of all honor, and Jesus as the mighty, ruling, reigning King. But what I believe we need to focus on this morning is how these four things are to be manifested in our lives. Because the gospel is the gospel of light, is the gospel of power, it's the gospel of God's glory. It is the gospel of the kingdom where Jesus reigns. Now, the first thing we need to understand is that glory is your motive for living, if you're a Christian. You live for the glory of God. And if you're not yet living for the glory of God, you are not yet a disciple. A disciple is one who lives for the glory of God. Whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God, the scripture says. Whatever you do, anything you do, must be for his glory. Now, if we want to glorify the Lord, that means there's no room for that which does not glorify the Lord. Hello. We can't have it both ways. We can't say, Lord, I'm living for your glory, but I'm going to indulge myself in certain ways that don't glorify you. We can't be double-minded. We can't have divided hearts in that way. There's got to be this singleness of purpose. I am living for the glory of God. Therefore, whatever I do, whatever I say, everything will be for his glory. That's the scripture. The reward of this, and there is a reward, is that we shall enjoy that glory eternally, forevermore, with him. Interestingly, I've got so many scriptures here, I wouldn't even know where to look for all the things I want this morning. But Paul says things like this, that our present sufferings, whatever the cost is for being faithful to the Lord, are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. It's not just knowing the glory of God, but that glory is to be revealed in us. Then he says that we are the objects of his mercy, whom he prepared in advance for glory. Why did God show us his mercy? Because he has prepared us in advance. In his eternal purposes, he has prepared us for glory. When he called you, he had already determined that his plan and purpose for your life was glory. But not just glory when you die and go to heaven, but you will know the glory, you will reveal the glory, he will express his glory, and you will give him glory during this life.
Yes.
That everything will focus around this glory. Therefore, Paul says, I glory in Christ Jesus in my service to God. Whatever the nature of your ministry, your service is for his glory. And ministry is service. So the only thing that matters to the Lord is that you serve him in the way he's asking you, because then he will be glorified. He wouldn't be glorified if you spent your life doing something he didn't want you to do, even though to you it may seem a good and laudable thing to be doing. But he is glorified, therefore, in and through his disciples. Now, how does that happen? When Jesus was praying in John 17, the great high priestly prayer, He said, I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. Now, you see, Jesus said, I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it. The one who seeks the glory of Jesus was the Father. He wanted to glorify his Son. And you remember Jesus prayed before he went to the cross, glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. And there was that voice from heaven, I have glorified it and I will glorify it again. Everything you see focused around this idea of glory. And then Jesus prays this quite extraordinary thing. He says, praying about his disciples, he said, glory has come to me through them. Now, if you're going to live for the glory of God, you've got to get this concept very deeply in your heart, that God's purpose is for you to add to his glory. Your life is not simply to express his glory. Your life is to add to his glory. The disciples, for all their weakness, for all their failure, I mean, when you think that their track record wasn't that great, if you look at the Gospels, and here Jesus is on the night when they were, one of them betrayed him, another of them denied him, and all of them deserted him. And on that night, he says that he has gained glory through those disciples. Now, how had they added to his glory? First of all, the scripture makes clear that he is glorified by our faith. That when the light of his word is revealed to us, we believe what he says and therefore act upon what he says. And when we act upon what he says, the activity of God is released for his glory, and we add to his glory. He is glorified by the events that take place. He is glorified by the way in which the gospel of word and power can be revealed into the lives of others around us. We add to his glory through obedience, the obedience of faith. Therefore, the glory of the new covenant, the scripture says, is so much greater than the old covenant. The glory under the old covenant faded. The glory that was seen on Moses' face faded. But the new covenant has given way, the old covenant has given way to the new covenant, which has a greater glory, the scripture says. And that greater glory does not fade. In other words, it produces fruit that will last. Jesus says, "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, fruit that will last." It has to be the fruit of glory, of God's eternal glory. It has to be fruit that adds to the glory of God. Amen. Why? Because we've obeyed his word. And his word under this new covenant of glory is that we should love one another as he has loved us. God is glorified by that love. God is glorified by the unity that that love expresses, and so that he can command the blessing. You see, one thing we have to understand about the glory is we cannot produce it. God alone, all the glory is the Lord's, and God alone can manifest his glory and choose how to manifest that glory. He wants his power to be revealed so that those works of power will not only bless his people but add to his glory. They will reveal who he is in his majesty and triumph and victory. And so it's essential for God's people to be the people of faith. Jesus makes this tremendous promise, doesn't he? That whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You see, Jesus wants to go on giving glory to the Father. And when we pray with faith in his name, when we believe that he will do what he has promised to do, we keep adding to the glory of God. We keep adding to the glory of the Father. He wants to answer our prayers to add to his glory. Because the more we add to his glory, the more his glory is revealed in us, the more his glory is revealed through us, the more his glory will touch the lives of other people, the more they will be brought out of darkness into his light, because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So what is needed in this nation and in every nation is a revelation of God's glory that will save people out of the darkness. So he reveals that glory through the light of his truth that is being expressed in faith and love and obedience in his people. That glory is revealed in the works of power that he does. Let's talk about this word honor for a moment. I almost hesitate to say what I'm going to say. Because I fear that some of you are going to think, oh, we've heard this before. Well, you have heard it, but you haven't heard it like this. So sit up and take notice. I've always known, since God brought us the revelation some years ago, of the importance of honoring the anointing. I was amazed at what God said to me about this yesterday. Because, you see, honor has to do with his glory. And he said to me, if you do not honor the anointing on those who carry the anointing, you do not give me glory. That if you really want to glorify me, you will always honor the anointing and those who carry the anointing. Always. And when God taught us about this honoring the anointing, and, you know, honoring especially those that God raises up in leadership, in the body of Christ. It was a time when we saw the power of God. And I don't think we really put it together in our minds that we were seeing the power of God in the way we were at that time because we were honoring the anointing. I don't think we ever put those two things together. But God put them together for me yesterday. And he said one of the reasons why you do not see the power in the way that I want my power to be revealed among you is because there is not the honoring of the anointing that there needs to be amongst you. With God, you cannot make up the rules. You cannot say, I'm going to do this, I'm not going to do that, I don't like this, I don't like that. It's got nothing to do with exalting man. It's exalting the anointing. It's honoring the anointing. It's realizing that the anointing is given to glorify God. That what he wants is the anointing to be released so that the activity of God, the light of his truth, the power of his kingdom can be revealed so he can do the works of his kingdom, deliver people from darkness, bring them into his kingdom so that the glory of God can be spread, so that glory can be added to his name. And if we don't honor the anointing that is given to us for all that, then we hinder all that. I was amazed. I sort of sat there as God was speaking to me about this. And I said, wow, Lord, I've tried to impress upon people the importance of this, but I've never really put it together. I never really understood why it was so important. I just knew in my spirit it was important. And you know, when you're in leadership, you know where there is honor and you know where there is not. I know those among you who honor me and those of you who, well, let's say, don't honor quite so much. It's not a question of the person. It's a question of honoring the anointing. Because somehow when there is that honoring, the glory of God can be revealed. And I believe this is what God is saying, that he is talking to us about the kingdom and the power of the kingdom, because we're coming now to a time when his glory is going to be seen. And this is the point. You see the glory, not just in having wonderful experiences of him when you worship, but his glory needs to be seen in the light of the revelation of truth that is setting people free. His glory needs to be seen in the works of power that is he's doing amongst us. And I mean seeing these works, not just believing that things are happening somewhere in people's hearts, but we see the sick being healed. We see those in bondage being delivered and set free because there's such honoring of God. There's such honoring of the anointing. There's such honoring of the Holy Spirit. Because you see, the Holy Spirit, Jesus says, gives glory to God by taking the things of Jesus and declaring them to us. He will glorify me, Jesus says, by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. The whole activity of the Holy Spirit is focused on the glory of God. Just as Jesus wanted to give glory to the Father in his humanity, so now the Holy Spirit wants to give glory to the Father and to give glory to Jesus by taking from what is his and making it known to us so that then that can be expressed in our lives. Are we getting this? So Jesus, when he's praying for all those who have become disciples, says, I have given them the glory that you gave me. See, God's purpose is not for us to be the objects of glory, but to be the containers of his glory. So that the light and the power and the truth and the praise, the honoring of God will flow out of our lives. Oh, this is just so important. It's all about the glory of God. The whole thing. The whole Christian life is about giving glory to God in everything you do. So you see, that means having the attitudes, the thought life, the mindsets that glorify the Lord. That was a mighty word that Clyde preached on Sunday morning. And you see, what God was saying through that is that everybody needs the right mindset. And the right mindset is to give thanks in all circumstances. In the circumstances that you're in now, you need to give thanks. You need to be thankful to God. You need to know that he is in control, that he's ruling and reigning. He knows exactly where you are. He knows what is happening to you. He knows what those around you are doing. He knows all about the circumstances. He knows everything. Your mindset is to be the right, positive, faith-filled mindset. So you see, all grumbling, moaning, discontent is out of place. It's the flesh. It is opposed to the glory of God. You cannot glorify God while you're moaning, groaning, and complaining. Paul says, do all things without grumbling and questioning. And all things means all things. And my goodness, if anybody suffered for the sake of the kingdom, it was Paul. His long catalogue of things that he had to endure because he was faithful in preaching the gospel. But he says these light and momentary afflictions are nothing compared with the glory that is going to be revealed in us. All these afflictions are just light. They're momentary. They're passing. You might say, well, I've been working through something for 5 years. Well, what's 5 years compared with eternity? What's 20 years compared with eternity? I mean, it's nothing. It's like an intake of breath, that's all. It's having that eternal perspective. where God has prepared for us, God has planned for us, that his glory shall be revealed in us. I just want to touch on something that Clive said on Sunday morning about the parable. I just noticed something that I'd never noticed before. The one who could be entrusted with five went at once and made five more. The one with two just made two more. It doesn't say at once. And the one with one, well, you know what happened to him. But it just spoke to me of, you know, you've heard me say that leaders are those who are not necessarily the most gifted people. They're not necessarily the people that want to be in leadership, who think they ought to be in leadership, but they're people who, when God speaks, they respond at once. That the more ready we are to respond to what it is God says, the more God can be glorified in our lives, because the more he can entrust to us, the more he can speak, because he knows that when he speaks, we will do what he says. And we won't prevaricate. There won't be a discussion, an argument. There won't be delay while we're working through what's this going to cost me. He says it and you do it. Those are the people that make waves in the kingdom. Those are the people that are going to give greatest glory to the Lord in their lives. And God wants every one of us in this room to be people like that. We want to be fivers, not twoers. And when the Lord speaks, at once. Why? Because our whole motive for living, the whole purpose of our lives, is to give glory to God. Everything focuses around that. So we want his light to be revealed in our lives. Therefore, we say no to the things of darkness. We want his power to be manifested through what we do, what we pray. So we are the people of faith who believe his word, believe his promises. People of boldness who are ready to step out despite all our misgivings and fears that we might have in the natural. We're a people who choose to honor God, honor his word, honor his spirit, honor the leading of his spirit, honor the anointing on our own lives, honor the anointing on the lives of those around us. Honor the anointing that God places under us to develop us and grow us in his purposes. Giving double honor. Because this is what gives him glory. That our focus is on his majesty. That he is king. That he rules and reigns. And the amazing purpose that we will reign with him. Now, all this is already made possible because the kingdom is within you. And because his spirit is in you to enable you to live as God's kingdom people. I haven't said half or a quarter even of all this stuff. You can't really reveal his glory. You're going to talk about it a bit, say what the scriptures say, but I mean, the only way for us to really know his glory is through our experience of his glory. But I just want you to get hold of this. This is his purpose for you. Yeah. This is his prime purpose for you. This is what it's all about. That you know his glory. That you move in his glory. That his glory is revealed through you. Because everything in your life is focused on giving him glory. And when this is the case, or let's put it this way, the more this is the case, the more of his kingdom will be revealed. See, why should God bring this word now? Because I know the theme for this year is dependence upon the Holy Spirit so that the kingdom of power can be revealed amongst us. But then God, you see, adds the next part. And the kingdom will be revealed amongst us if our motivation is to give him all the glory in our lives. What the Lord is doing is building up the picture for us. Hallelujah. I think it's very easy for us to say, Lord, show me your glory. Meaning, I want to have a great revelation of your glory. When God yesterday said to me, I want to speak to you about my glory today. I've had such wonderful, wonderful experiences of his glory over the years. I thought, oh, this is great. This is just what I need, a fresh revelation of his glory. And then the Lord said, no, I want you to turn to my word, and I want to speak to you through my word and what my word says about glory. So it would have been fruitless for me to try to conjure up some experience of the glory instead of being obedient. So I had to put everything else aside that I was going to do yesterday and just focus on the glory. So I want to be a fiver. At once. Okay, if this is what you're saying, Lord, at once, this is what I would do. I don't want to be, I am a fiver. Let me confess the truth. So, you're sitting there listening to words. I'm the only one, by the look of it, that's excited. Just think for a moment. Why is God bringing this word to us this morning? What's on his heart? What does he want to do? Well, it's obvious, isn't it? He's going to reveal his glory among us like we've never known before. He will reveal his glory in majestic worship. Majestic worship. High praise. We've known that in the past. We need another batch of high praise exalting his majesty songs. Not just singing nice ditties about the Lord, but majesty. Everything focused on his majesty. He's going to reveal his glory in the acts of power that take place. We'll try that again. He's going to reveal his glory in the acts of power. Now let me just change that. Of his acts of power in your life. I didn't see every lip move then. But every lip needs to say amen. His power in my life, then his power through my life, through your life. See, this is what is in his mind. Why? Because he wants you to add to his glory. Because then the glory of God will be revealed. What this nation needs is a revelation of the glory of God. But you're the only ones, and others like us, that God has got to reveal that glory. So that's a tremendous privilege, because God says, well, this is what I prepared. This is what I plan. This is where I have been taking you step by step. Did you think that I'm just talking to you about the kingdom so that you see the odd miracle? No, it's so that my glory is revealed in the land. The glory is added to my name because my purposes are being fulfilled. For mine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever, says the Lord. Amen. So, where the glory of God is revealed, his people walk in the fear of the Lord. In the honoring of their God, in the honoring of the anointing, in the honoring of one another, as the word declares. Praise his name. Beloved, what I can't convey this morning is what only God can produce amongst us, and that is a sense of awe. When the glory of God is upon his people, it is awesome. I don't mean the worship. I mean everything. Just to be here is awesome. You'd be walking on holy ground all day long. And we won't have to try to do things and accomplish things, because the Lord will just be glorified in and through what we do, because our motive is to glorify him. Just one more thing. None of this is possible if you want to glorify yourself. If you want a ministry where you're applauded, you're appreciated, you're recognized, you're known, you might want those things for all the best motives. But what you cannot do is hide your motive from the Lord. And I mean, to put it in the vernacular, God says, well, I'll be blowed if I'm going to do all that for your glory. I'll only do it for my own glory.
That's it. Absolutely.
I didn't go and suffer on the cross for you to glorify yourself, but for you to glorify me. And the Spirit of the risen, exalted, and glorified Christ is in you. Hallelujah. So, if this is his purpose, this is what is going to be. This is what is going to be. And whatever adjustments we need to make, we'll make them. Yes. Whatever adjustments you need to make, You will make them. The things that we're doing out there in the community will bear so much more fruit. We will be reaping, not just sowing. We know this is going to be a year of harvest. So God is still just making these adjustments in us so that we can reap the harvest. But it will all be for His glory. And He wants to establish that in our hearts and lives before we see the harvest, not when we see the harvest. So that when God does all that He is going to do this year, we will not want to take any of the credit for ourselves. But we will know that it's all the work of His grace, and it's all for His glory. And we are just so blessed to know that the light of His glory will be manifested through us. The works of His glory are going to be done through us. And the praise of His glory Amen. Is going to be expressed through Amen. Us. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand. Just want you to lift your hands now and thank the Lord that you belong to the glory. That He's delivered you from the dominion of darkness, has brought you into the kingdom of light. Hallelujah. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank Him for the revelation of His majesty that you are going to receive as you praise and as you worship Him, that you're not praising Him to make yourself feel good, but to add to His glory. To recognize His kingship. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord that by His grace you will honor Him. You will honor His word. You will honor the leading of His Spirit. You will honor the anointing that is on your own life so that you don't grieve the Spirit, but you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. We will honor one another because each is called to reveal the glory of God. Your brother and your sister around you have that same common purpose. So you honor them and you honor the anointing on them. Hallelujah. You rub up against those with a greater anointing that anointing will rub off on you, that you will honor them and receive through them so that more of the glory of God can be revealed in your life. That God will lift you to another level. Thank the Lord that your light is going to shine before men, that they will see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. The works of your life are going to add to his glory. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank him for the works of power that are going to take place through your life, through which he will reveal his glory. In one situation after another, this sickness will not end in death, but it is that the glory of God might be revealed. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Let your sovereign rule and reign be expressed in our lives. Because we're so submitted to you, to your kingship, to your lordship, to your authority, that, Lord, we will be the people of faith that you've called us to be. We will be the people of love that you've called us to be. We will be the people of obedience. Oh, Lord, that at once we will respond to your word and put it into practice. Paralabazatari eleto bakarazatuba. Paralabazatari eleto bakarazitrizatu bakarazanduma. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. Glory and honor and power. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Sala la basatari elera bakarazitoba. Balalana marasatari elera bakarazitoba. Balalana marasala masatari elena masunduma. Balalana marasari elera bakarazitorizatoba. Balalana masala masiere panduma. Orratari eletu bakarazitorizatoba. Baralana mazala basituri sarato bakara situri sanduma. Baratari eletto bakara situri sarato bakara situri sanduma. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Pora la basato bakara siturisato ba. Barata parazato bakara siturisato ba. Barata parazato bakara siturisato ba. Pora ta parazato ba. Baratāparazato bukarasito risato ba. Baratāparazato bukarasito risato ba. Yes, 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 yes.
hallelujah, hallelujah. Purata parazato bukarazito rizatoba. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, Lord. Okay, now, I believe we need to come to a point of decision if we haven't already done that. Now, decisions are signposts in our lives. The signpost doesn't get you to the destination, but it points you in the right direction. And the decision we need to make is, well, that's it then. The matter is settled. Everything in my life from this day onwards for the rest of my life is going to be for the glory of God. I have made the decision to live for His glory. I can't make that decision for you, but God looks into your heart to know whether that decision is already made. Do all to the glory of God. Now, God's grace is upon you to enable that. So you make the decision, I'm going to live to add to His glory. Not just to recognize His glory, but to add to His glory. My service is for His glory. Hallelujah. The fruit I bear in my life is for His glory. What I do is for His glory. Now thank the Lord that you have an unveiled face. We who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into His likeness with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Now thank Him that you are going to reflect His glory, and the more you reflect His glory, the more you will add to His glory. Hallelujah. And you're going to reflect His glory increasingly, more and more and more, as you grow in the knowledge of Him. Hallelujah. As you flow in the anointing that God has put upon your life. God made His light shine in our hearts to give us the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. I have given them the glory that you gave me. Just thank Him that you carry the glory so you can reflect the glory. So you can be changed by the glory, so that His light, His glory can shine out of you and produce the good works that will glorify the Father, that will bear much fruit for His glory. Hallelujah. Kukarabatataria leto bakarasitaba. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord that you say no to whatever does not glorify Him. Just stand against anything you know in your life. Well, you're not, if you're not sure whether it glorifies him or not, stand against that, because if it glorifies him, there won't be that uncertainty. Just go for what you know glorifies him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Kukarabatara Satoba. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Kukarabatara Batoti Barisatoba. Now, one of the things the Lord said to me yesterday is, the more my people touch my glory, the more of my glory can be revealed through them. And I believe that's what God wants us to do in the majestic praise. He wants us to touch his glory. When we pray, when we worship, yes, even in our prayer times, he wants to give a greater revelation of his glory. Not just wonderful experiences, but he wants to show us his might, his majesty. He wants to keep encouraging our faith that because he is sovereign over all, nothing is impossible for him, and all things are possible because we trust in him. Hallelujah. Poratabarazato bakarasita balatoba. Paul says that God's purpose is that we might be for the praise of his glory. Can we just praise him for his glory now? Come on. Let's just praise. Just release that praise in your heart. Poratabarazato bakarasita ba. Paparazatari eletto bakarasitaba. Barataparazatari eletto bakarasitarisatuba. Barataparazatari eletto bakarasitarisatuba. Barataparazatari eletto bakarasitarisandama. Barataparazatari eletto ba. Your awesome, awesome majesty, Lord. Barataparazatu bakarasitaba. Look, just before we worship, just be still for a moment. Just listen to something. You know, we talk about the transcendence and the immanence of God. His transcendence is how he is bigger, greater. He transcends all that we are. He transcends all that he's made. The immanence of God is his closeness to us. In his mercy, his grace, his love, his presence within our lives. And during these last weeks, we've had a focus on his immanence, Christ in us. Christ working through us. We in Christ. Now, what God wants is to hold these two things together in our lives, the transcendence and the immanence. It's not one or the other. It's both. Sometimes people can focus so much on the transcendence, they forget how close and involved in their daily circumstances God is. Sometimes people get so focused on his immanence that they lose sight of his transcendence. And the purpose of worship is first and foremost to know him in his transcendent glory. And then, you see, to have the faith to know that that glory is very imminent, because it will work in us and through us and be expressed as we reach out to touch the lives of other people. So when we worship him in his transcendence, we're doing exactly, you see, what these scriptures in Revelation do. They're praising him for his praise, honor, glory, power belong to you, Lord. See, honor, glory, power all goes together. Praise, honor, glory, power. And the more we know the transcendent glory, the more that glory can be revealed through his immanence, his presence within us. So when we praise him, it's not that we might have nice feelings, we might have the assurance of his love, but that we might add to his glory, along with all the host of heaven that are adding to his glory continuously all day long. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Let's worship him in his majestic transcendence. Hallelujah. Come on, just in your own words now. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Praise, honor, glory, and power belong to you forever and ever. Hallelujah. 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 You are high and lifted up, and your train fills the temple. Hallelujah. You are the Lord of glory. Purataria leto bakarazato bakarasitoba. Barata parazato bakarasitoba. Barataria leto bakarasitoba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. And unto the Lamb, to him who sits on the throne. Just before we finish, just keep your eyes focused on the Lord. As we were worshiping, I just felt the Lord wanted to do something amongst us this morning concerning this honoring of him. The crowd, the riffraff, even the prostitutes and the swindlers honored him, and they saw the power of God. The self-righteous Pharisees and Sadducees, Herodians, the guys who thought there was something, they didn't honor Jesus. They didn't see his power. They wanted to show us a miracle, do us a sign for us. But because they didn't honor him, Jesus refused to do any sign for them. So the only sign you shall have is the sign of Jonah. That will be the sign, of course, of his resurrection on the third day. This is to be a year of wonders. In a few weeks' time, we've got our conference, God of Wonders. No use talking about a God of Wonders. We are going to need to see the wonders. Wonders will need to happen. So let's agree together that we will honor the Lord by believing His word, by obeying what He says. Paul talks about there being glory in the church. We're all part of the church. And His glory is to be revealed in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever, the Word says. So let's thank the Lord that there's going to be glory in the church. We're going to see the works of wonder. We're going to see the works of God's glory in far greater measure than we see them at present. Thank God for what we see at present, but I mean, that's only a preliminary to what we're going to see. Hallelujah. Thank Him that there's going to be the honoring of God throughout kingdom faith. Therefore, the honoring of the anointing, the honoring of one another, honoring that whatever we do to the least of these, we do to Him. So this whole sense of honoring will just flow right the way through the whole body. Come and let's pray that as we honor the Lord, so we shall, and honor one another, so we shall see the power of God. We shall see the glory of God being revealed. Hallelujah. Saraba tutaraba. Not just in little ways. Praise God for the little ways, but in major miracles that are going to be happening in these coming weeks and months. Hallelujah. The glory of God revealed in major ways. Kukaraba tataria letobakara satobakara sitaba. Baratabara zataria letobakara sitri satuba. Bakara sato bakara sitri sato ba. Bapakara zato bakara sitri sato bakara sita ba. Bopara zato bara zata bala sitri sarato bakara sita ba. Baratabara zato bakara sitri sarato bakara sita ba. Barandare eletto bakara sitri sarato bakara sitri sato ba. Baratabara zatari eletto ba. Lord, where it's necessary, let there be a tightening up of our attitudes. Let there be a change in our mindsets. When God was teaching us about this some years ago, He said to us, what you call informal, I call sloppy. So let's just pray that there will be no sloppiness in our mentality, in our attitudes, in our actions, in our relationships, that we just get rid of all sloppiness and honor Him in all things. Seek His glory to glorify Him in everything. Come on, come on, let's just pray this now. Pray that over your own life. Lord, I don't want to be sloppy. Hallelujah. I want to glorify You in everything. Lord, we don't want to excuse ourselves for sloppiness, sloppy attitudes, casual attitudes. No, Lord, we want to tighten this up. We want to make sure that we don't have sloppy attitudes, but we're glorifying You in everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, just lift your hands and give Him glory as we finish. Oh, we praise You, Lord. We bless You, Jesus. We glorify Your name. Hallelujah. Now, I pray that it won't be necessary to talk about His glory anymore. Because we'll all be so familiar with it, nobody will need to talk about it. We'll just be living in it. Amen. 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 Come on, let's thank Him. Hallelujah.